Today we're going to learn Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We are going to Be'ezras Hashem Yisbarach finish up the first parak of Maseches Megillah and begin the second parak of Maseches Megillah. So we're right in the middle of discussing the Cheshbin of Yaakov's years, how old Yaakov was at different stages, and we said we figured it out based on Yishmael. We're told that Yishmael lived for 137 years. Yishmael was 74 when Yaakov was born, because Yitzchak was 60 when Yaakov was born. Yishmael was 14 years older than Yitzchak, so Yishmael was 74 when Yaakov was born. So Yaakov was 63 when he left his parents' house, which is the year Yishmael died. So let's see further in the Gemara. We're a few lines in on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is about to quote a brisa. V'Tanya is where we are. The last one on the line. That's six lines in. V'Tanya, who was learned to taught in the Braisa, Yaakov Vinu B'Shash and his Baruch Me'aved Ben Shishu M'Shalosh Shana. At the time that Yaakov got the brachas from his father, he was 63 years old. Uvo Ba'Perek Meis Yishmael, and that's exactly when Yishmael died. D'chsev Ayar Esav Kiverach, Esav saw that Yaakov, that Yitzchak had given a bracha to Yaakov. Achos Vayelech Esav El Yishmael V'Yikach Es Machlos Pas Yishmael Achos Nivayos. So Esav decided he's going to get married too. If Yitzchak is giving Yaakov a bracha and sending him to get married, so Esav figures, I might as well make my father happy and get married. So he takes Machlos Pas Yishmael Achos Nivayos. Once you tell me that it was the daughter of Yishmael, you don't think I could figure out that it was also Achos Nevayos? So Melani Shekitcha Yishmael Ameis. So this teaches us that Yishmael betrothed her, that Yishmael gave did kiddushin for her. So did kiddushin for her and then died. So you see, the marriage never got to take place. Yishmael gave her over to Esav for kiddushin, but never actually got to give her over for nisuin. V'isia nevayos acheha. So who is the achia? Who is the one that gave her over for nisuin that actually finished up the job of marrying her off? It was her brother nevayos, and that's why it says achos nevayos. Because even though she was the bas Yishmael, Yishmael didn't get to see the marriage through. So the Gemara tells us shitin utlas. We said that Yaakov was 63 years old when he left his parents' house. And again, why are we quoting all this? Because we want to show that Yaakov learned in Yeshiva Shem Vever for 14 years. So v'arbeisar ad misal ad Yosef, that he lived in Laban's house for 14 years before Yosef was born. So hashivin v'shiva. So you would expect that he would be 77 years old when Yosef was born. But uksiv Yosef ben shloshim shana b'amdol fnei paro, that Yosef was 30 years old when he stood in front of Paro, which would mean Hamea Vesheva, that Yaakov was only 107 years old when Yosef stood in front of Paro. Shev Deshava Vitarti Dekafna. Then you have 7 more years of the good years in Mitzrayim, 2 more years of famine in Mitzrayim, Hamea Veshitzar. So Yaakov should have only been 116 years old at that time, when at the end of his life, after the years of famine and the years of plenty. But we know that's not so. Meaning when Yaakov finally gets to Mitzrayim, not at the end of his life, when he finally gets to Mitzrayim, he should have only been 116. If he didn't stop off to learn somewhere on the way after being blessed by his father. Meaning if all these numbers are, if there aren't missing years anywhere, Yaakov leaves at 63 and immediately goes to the Beis Lavan to work for 14 years and have Yosef. So then he should only be 116 years old by the time he meets Paro. Uksiv, but we know the pasuk says, V'yomer Paro, Yaakov kam yimei shnei chayecha. Paro says to Yaakov, how old are you? V'yomer Yaakov el Paro yimei shnei mugurei shloshim ma'ashana. He says, I'm 130 years old. What are you talking about? I thought he's only 116. How could he be 130? Where are the missing 14 years? You see from here that the 14 years that he spent learning in Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever were the missing years that didn't get counted in this Cheshbin. Netanya, Yaakov Ve'Ever, Mutman Arba Esrei Shana. Yaakov was hidden away in the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Ever for 14 years. Ever meis lachar sheyard Yaakov vinu laram naraim shtei shanim. Ever died 2 years after Yaakov went to Aram Naraim. Yatzim yisham uvalo laram naraim. Yaakov left there and came to Aram Naraim. Nimtzak shamar al be'er ben shivim v'sheva shana. So when Yaakov stood at the be'er when he got it to Aram Naraim, when he first met Rachel, he was 77 years old. So that's where the 14 years went. So what do we see from here? That for those 14 years that Yaakov learned in Yeshiva, he was not punished for failure to do Kibbutz Aviv. Why? because Talmud Torah is more important than Kibbutz Aveim, even. And that Kibbutz Aveim is pretty important in Judaism, but still Talmud Torah is even more important. So that's why Kibbutz Aveim was on the list of the three amazing things that Talmud Torah is even more important than. Talmud Torah is more important than Binyan Beis Hamikdash, we said, than Hatzolus Nefashel, saving the entire Jewish people like Mordechai did, and more important than Kibbutz Aveim. So now that we know that Yaakov learned for 14 years in Yeshiva Shem Veivar, Umin Alan Delo Yanish. Yeah, that's great. So he proved that he learned for 14 years. How do you know he wasn't punished for those 14 years? Titania, because we lived in the Braisa. Nimza Yosef Shapir Me'aviv Esrum Shtayim Shana. We know that Yosef was separated from his father after his brother sold him for 22 years. Kshem Shapir is Yaakov Vinu Me'aviv, just like Yaakov was away from his father. The Yaakov Tlasin Vishisa Havio, because Yaakov was 63, according to what we figured out, Yaakov was away from his father not just for the period of, how long was it? Of 22 years. Yaakov was actually away from his father for 36 years. So how come it says that he was punished with having Yosef taken away from him for 22 years? He should have been punished with having Yosef taken away from him for 36 years, because Yaakov is away from his parents for 36 years. So what you see from there is the 14 years he spent in Yeshiva Shem Veivar don't count toward that time. So the Gemara asks, why did his punishment last 22 years? Sof to base Lavan Esrin Shnin Havin. Wait a second, Yaakov was only at Lavan's house for 20 years, not 22 years. Elam Yishun Deshtai Borch Vatati Shnin. But it was because he delayed 2 years on the way back to his father. Titani Yatsume Aram Narayim Uvalo Lesukos Vasashem Shmon Asra Chodesh. He spent 18 months in a place called Sukos. Shnemar V'Yaakov Nasa Sukosa V'Yivin L'Bayis L'Mekneu Asa Sukos. He went to a place called Sukos, built himself a house, and built his animals, shelters. U'Beveisel Asa Shisha Chodashim V'Yikrav Zvachim. And then he spent another 6 months in a place called Beisel. So that's 18 months plus 6 months. That's another 24 months that Yaakov unnecessarily stayed away from his father. So that counts toward the time that Yosef was taken away from him. So the last main point in the first parak, the Gemara figures out the cheshbon of 22 years that Yaakov left his father's house, plus 14 years in Yeshivas Shem Ve'Ever, all based on the age of Yishmael when he died. We figured it out all based on the age of Yishmael when he died. Hadra Nalaf Megillah Nikreis, that is the end of the first parak of Masechta Megillah. We are moving on now to the second parak of the Masechta. Says the Mishnah, Hakoreis HaMegillah Mafreya LeYotze. If a person reads the Megillah out of order, you're not Yotze. You can't start at a later part of the story and then read an earlier part of the story. Kara Al Peh, if you say it by heart, Kara Targum Mechalashon, or if you say it in Targum, or you read it in any other language other than Hebrew, LeYotze, no good. Avol Kornos HaLeLoaz HaSpelaz, but you're allowed to read the Megillah in a foreign language, for people who speak that language. But someone who heard the Megillah in Hebrew, even if he doesn't understand a word of Hebrew, you're definitely Yotze. So long story short, you can hear the Megillah in another language only if you speak that other language. If you do not speak that other language, then you can only hear the Megillah in Hebrew. You don't need to speak Hebrew to be Yotze the Megillah in Hebrew. If you read it by jumping around from one place to another, or dozing off, you yotze the mitzvah. If someone was writing a Megillah, or darshening the Megillah, or correcting the Megillah, and in the process of doing that says every word of the Megillah, im kivin libo yotze, vim lo kivin lo yotze. So if he has kavana, he's yotze. If he doesn't have kavana while he's saying it, that he wants to be yotze the mitzvah, then he's not yotze. If the Megillah was written with all these different types of ink, with different types of parchment, niyar parchment or diftero parchment, these are just names of different types of parchment, lo yata, one is not yotze, it should take suva ashuris al sefer, but yo, it has to be written in the ashuris Hebrew, the Hebrew with ashuris letters, on parchment with black ink. That is the Mishnah. So main point number one in this parak over here, if a person reads it, lemafreya, alpeh, or targum, he's not yotze. Again, person reads it, lemafreya, which means out of order, in targum, or balpeh, he's not yotze. If a person reads it, loazos, ashuris, Serugin or Nisnamneim, he's Yotze. Let me say that in English. Person reads it in a foreign language to foreigners. In Hebrew, he jumps a little bit from one place to another, or he's dozing, he's Yotzei. If you read it as you're doing something else, as you're writing it or darshaning it, it all depends on whether you have kavanah for the mitzvah. And it needs to be written in black ink on parchment. Now, says the Gemara Minanimili, how do we know all of this? How do we know that if you read the Megillah out of order that you're not Yotzei? So Amar Rav Damakra, Kichsavam Uchizmanam. Pasuk says that the Megillah should be written with the writing and the proper time. So Mazmanam Mafreyalo, Afksavam Mafreyalo. Just like Zmanam, by definition, time is linear. Time goes in sequence. You can't have times that go out of order. One cannot live in 2014 before living in 2013. It doesn't work that way. Time always goes forward. So too, the ksavam lemafreyalo, the writing of the Megillah or the reading of the Megillah, cannot be done backwards. So midi kriya ksiva acha. But wait, it doesn't say anything about reading over here. It says about writing it. So aksia, asiya ksiva. So we have to say that asiya means that asiya is already written in the pasuk. Tchsiv lios osim es shnei hayamim. It says in the pasuk that they celebrate these 2 days. So that can't be. Again, we're trying to say that can't be the source in the pasuk for how I know that you're not allowed to read it out of order. Because again, this pasuk is only telling me asiya cannot be out of order, and asiya doesn't mean reading. Asiya means the writing of the Megillah. Elamehacha. So how do I know that you can't read it out of order from the following pasuk? Dechziv ayam melim iskarim v'nasim. It says that these days are going to be commemorated and celebrated. Iskish zechira la'asiya. So we compare the memory of it, the commemoration, with the celebration. Ma'asiya l'mafreyalo. Just like the celebration can't be done out of order, so too, so too, when we commemorate the Nes, what does it mean to commemorate the Nes? When we read the Megillah, that's how we commemorate the Nes. So also cannot be done out of order. So just like, again, the actual days can't be done out of order, so too the commemoration of the Nes, the Megillah, the reading of the Megillah, cannot be done out of order. Tana, v'chein b'hala. We said the same thing is true about hal, v'chein b'kriya shma b'tfilah, and kriya shma and davening. Also, you have to say it in order. Halal min Allah, and how do I know that halal has to be said in order? Rabba Omar, tichsiv mi mizrach shemesh ad vavo. It says from the rising of the sun to the time the sun sets. Rav Yosef Omar, zeh hayom os Hashem. It says this is the day that Hashem made. Rav Avi Omar, yi shem Hashem mevorach. It says the name of Hashem should be blessed. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, v'item Ravach bar Yaakov, mehacha, me'ata v'yad olam, from now and forever. But all of these different psukim relate to things that are linear, that go one thing following the next thing, cannot possibly be done out of order. Like a day cannot happen out of order. So that's how we know that Hallel has to be in order as well. How do I know Shema has to be in order? Kriya Shema, Titania, Kriya Shema, Kichsava, Kriya Shema has to be done as it's written in the Torah, not in any other language. Divri Rabbi, Chamer Mechaloshon, the Chamer say it could be in any language. My time with the Rebbe, where does Rebbe get the idea that it could be that it has to be only in Hebrew? Amar Kral, because the pasuk says v'hayu kavyasanu, that it has to be as is, it has to be the way it was meant to be. V'rabbanan my time, what's the Rabbanan's reason to say that Shema could be said in any language? Amar Kral Shema b'chaloshon shata Shema. It says Shema, which we assume means in any language that you happen to know it. So the Gemara says, but v'Rebbe nami haksiv Shema. What's Rebbe going to do with the word Shema? Homi ba'elei hashmei la'aznecha mashata motzi mipicha. He uses the word Shema to teach us that you should make sure you hear with your ears that which you are saying with your mouth. Meaning, Shema needs to be said audibly. This is halacha. When a person is saying Shema, he has to say it loud enough that he can hear it. V'Rabbanan Savri, k'mandi amar k'ori Shema v'loj milazno yatsa. But the Rabbanan disagree. The Rabbanan hold that if you, yeah, l'chadchili, you should do that. But if you say Shema and you don't hear it, you're still Yotze. But all of this, we're still trying to get to the point of how we know that you're not allowed to say Shema out of order. So that's where we're getting to now. Rabbanan nami vaksiv vahayu. The Rabbanan, what do they learn from the word vahayu? If they don't think it has to be written, it has to be said in Hebrew, and Rebbe learned that it has to be said in Hebrew from the word vahayu, what did the Rabbanan do with the word vahayu? Homi Bayulei Shalo Yikra Lemafreya. Oh, there I learned from there that you can't read it out of order. So the Rebbe Shalo Yikra Lemafreya Minalei. And where does Rebbe know that you're not allowed to read the Shema out of order? Midvarim hadvarim. He darshens the extra hey in the word hadvarim. Rabbanan dvarim hadvarim lomashmanahu. And the Rabbanan don't think that the extra hey in hadvarim is something that we can darshen. So main point on daf yud zayin amud aleph at the bottom. Not only is the Megillah, does the Megillah have to be read in order? Hallel, Kriyashma, and Tefillah all have to be read in order. Hallel, Kriyashma, and Tefillah all have to be read in order. We might as well do main point number one on the top of Yudayin and Beis right now as well. Machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan, if Kriyashma could be read in other languages. The Hayu either teaches that it has to be in Hebrew, or that it has to be in the right order. Good, but everybody agrees at the end of the day, it does have to be in the right order. I guess we could make a concept, Hashmeh la'oznecha mashata motzi mipicha. I think that's an important concept, that when saying Shema, a person has to say it, verbalize it loudly enough that he could hear with his ears what he is saying with his mouth. So we got pretty far into Yitzayin and Beis today. So Be'ez Hashem will pick up Lema Kasabri Rabbanan tomorrow, about 10 lines into Yitzayin Amud Beis.